She also was a really talented painter. She was very much a modern woman. The image that you see here is a portrait by a friend of hers from Philadelphia. And if you kind of look at it, it's sort of Annie Hall. She's wearing a man's shirt. She's wearing a large vest. She's got a tie. She always had a scarf wrapped around her head. And you can't quite see what she's wearing with that that colorful sash, but those are jodhpurs. So she's wearing pants. So, and that's what she painted in. And you get that sense of that youthful freshness. I think it's done in 1927, that youthful freshness. She's surrounded by Native American things, rugs, pots, whatever. And then you see an example of her painting, because her paintings are both figural things and her paintings are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous landscapes of the northern plateau. So she continued all of these efforts until the late 1940s when her health began to go. She's part of that generation of women artists in the 20th century who claim landscape as a subject, which they did not do in the 19th century. She was a modernist in her feel for color, in her feel for space, in her feel for form, and she created powerful landscapes of the northern part of Arizona that are full of the clouds and color and shape of that landscape that really conveys a strong sense of place and a sense of someone who is very much engaged with that place.